preaching. I was asked if I'd give my testimony, and I've been saved for 6 years, been preaching for 4.5 years. This is my first time to give my testimony from behind the pulpit. I won't take long about it. I prayed about it. If it helps someone, is why I'd tell it. That'd be the only reason why I'd tell it this evening. I still say this, the best testimony is someone that done it right and was raised in church and never had that spot of sin on their life. I believe that's the best testimony. I don't believe you have to go out and sin to find God. I don't believe I had to have the testimony I have to find God. But I tell you, I was raised, I don't have no holiness roots in my family. Don't have a holiness root. I was raised a Mormon. By the age of 14, I realized that I never found God in the Mormon church because He ain't there. But I'll tell you this, is that I went out off into sin at a young age, 16 years old. I got into a gang, joined the gang, and by 17 years old, I was drug trafficking. By the time I was 18 years old, I had found myself in an act of self-defense. I wish I'd never done it, but I did. I shot two rival gang members, and I went to the prison. I went to the Texas State Prison at 18 years old. And I went down there and got none better, but I grew worse. I was lost in the world without God. But I tell you, He brought me up out of prison at 22 years old. I tell you, God dealt with my heart. I tell you, I'll never forget God dealing with my heart that time. I had about 10 days I didn't sleep, and God got to dealing with my very soul. God spoke, I couldn't sleep. God told me these things. God, some might not believe it like this, but I'll tell you from experience, had God told my soul, He said, you get saved now or never, son. He said, ain't going to be no tomorrow to get saved. I know some might feel you got it for the rest of your life, but I'll tell you, God told me that very day. He said, son, right now you're going to make a decision. I tell you, Brother Gentry, He gave me a plan. I waited all out, and I got saved on the side of my bed that night. And He gave me a plan. He didn't just bring me out. But I tell you, I had all types of plans before I got saved, what I was going to do. But when I finally got out that place, I went to my parents' house. Amen. And I sat in that house on a Thursday. And on Sunday morning, I found me an old-fashioned Assembly of God holding this church. Amen. I got sanctified right there. I ran in that good brother Mike Maxson. And I tell you, the blessing to my soul and brought me on into Holiness Fellowship. I tell you, it's been wonderful ever since just last year. God gave me a blessing, greatest blessing of my soul. Gave me a good holiness wife. I tell you right now, we got a baby on the way, and I'm praying that God will use that child. We're just happy about it this evening. Amen. I tell you, two men was once asked a question. I'm fixing to preach here. Amen. Two men was once asked a question, what is a friend? While one man's response to that question was that a friend was someone that could do something for him, that other man's response to that same question was that a friend was someone he could do something for. Well, I tell you, I'm happy it's right about down the middle this evening. I'm just so glad that we can come into fellowship with Him. It ain't all us taking, it ain't all Him giving. I tell you, He gave His blood on the cross, and we just want to try to do our part this evening. If you turn to the book of Exodus, the 9th chapter, and the Lord will help us here. Amen. 9th chapter, the 34th verse. Proverbs 4:23 says, keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. Amen. James Humphrey once penned these words. He said, nothing between like worldly pleasure. Habits of life, though harmless they seem, must not my heart from Him ever sever. He is my all. There's nothing between. Amen. Did you get it? Verse 34. And when Pharaoh saw that the rain and the hail and the thunders were ceased, he sinned yet more and hardened his heart. He and his servants in the heart of Pharaoh was hardened, neither would he let the children of Israel go, as the Lord had spoken by Moses. And the Lord said unto Moses, go in unto Pharaoh, for I have hardened his heart and the hearts of his servants, that I might show these my mighty works before him. One more place right fast. Job, the 23rd chapter, the 11th verse. My foot hath held his steps, his way have I kept and not declined. Neither have I gone back from the commandment of his lips. I have esteemed the words of his mouth more than my necessary food. But he is in one mind, and who can turn him? And what his soul desireth, even that he doeth. For he performeth the thing that is appointed for me. and many such things are with him. Therefore I'm troubled at his presence when I consider I'm afraid of him. For God maketh my heart soft, and the Almighty troubleth me. Lift your hands right fast with me. I won't preach long. Amen. Let's pray God to help us. From these two texts of Scripture here, we find, amen, two men with different types of hearts. We find Pharaoh, amen, he was king. The Bible says here in Exodus 10 and 1, and the Lord said unto Moses, go unto Pharaoh, for I have hardened his heart and the heart of his servants. And so we find here in Job 23 and 16, the Bible reads, for God making my heart soft, and the Almighty troubles me. Here we find here two men with different types of hearts, two men. Amen, whose hearts was affected in contrary manners. Amen, we find one here, the king of Egypt. Amen, who was king of everything. We find how the Spirit of God moved there in some 19 times. Amen, the Bible says that the Spirit of the Lord, amen, hardened Pharaoh's heart. And so we find here, amen, that the Bible tells us that Moses, that Job, amen, and we find that Job, as the Bible said, that his heart was made soft. Amen, behind the things of God. Amen, so here we find one man, the king of Egypt, amen, whose heart was made hard. Amen, and there we find here Job, amen, whose heart was made soft and said, I've esteemed the very words of his mouth, amen, more than my necessary food. Amen, I just want to ask the question and get out the way. Amen, and try to preach here for a little while. I'm going to ask the question, what does God do to your heart? Amen, what does God do to your heart? Amen, here we find two men, amen, whose hearts was affected, amen, in contrary manners. I tell you, there's a voice of the enemy that speaks to us and tell us, amen, that the fault lays on God. Amen, that God made me this way. I tell you, the Spirit this hour, amen, will tell you, amen, that God made me this way. Amen, it's just the way I am. This is how God made me. Amen, but I tell you this evening, amen, how that the Holy Word of God would tell us that He fashioneth, amen, all hearts alike. Amen, I tell you this evening, amen, I tell you this right now. Listen right here. I'm going to get ahead of myself. Amen. Listen here. And so we find here. Amen. This is what I'm going to say right here. Amen. That though all men is born under the curse of sin, that no man is predestined for heaven or hell. Come on now, listen to me here. Listen to me. Though all man is born under the curse of sin, no man is predestined to heaven. Amen, and no man is predestined to hell. I'll tell you, all the power lies in the tongue this evening. Amen, God has predestined a way through the blood of His Son, Jesus Christ, that man can be saved. You all know what predestination is. I'll tell you this evening, it's that God made a way through the blood, amen, of His Son, Jesus Christ, amen, that man can be saved. And so we find there's some men, amen, that tell us, amen, that God made me this way, and I can't help the way that I'm living. But I tell you this evening, the Bible says, amen, that the power lies in the very tongues of us. Amen. Oh, God, help us here. You see here, the same sun that melts the snow is the same sun that hardens the clay. So it is with God. That same sun that hardens the clay, that same sun that'll melt the snow. Amen, why is my heart this way? Amen, why is my heart this way? I tell you, it's because of the desires of your heart, my friend. You see, God gave us control, amen, of the very essence of us. Amen, God gave us the power, amen, that we might choose how we're going to live. I tell you this evening, amen, that the power lies in you, my friend. Amen. 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 The desires of our soul determine the condition of our heart. Don't the Bible tell us, for where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. J.M. Humphrey made this statement. The thing that generally makes people die hard is because they're clinging to something that they're leaving behind. The thing that generally makes people die hard is because they are clinging to something, amen, that they're leaving behind. Amen, I tell you this evening, you give me a man with a hard heart, amen, I'll show you a man that loves the world. Amen. I tell you, a man that got a hard heart is a man that loves the world. But if we get a soft heart and contrite answer towards God, amen, I believe we'd have a heart that God can touch, amen, that God can use. And that's what God wants in this hour. Amen. Oh, God, help us here tonight. Amen. Bible tells us, amen, that the very friendship of this world, amen, is the enmity with God. Amen. I for sure ain't going to never try to do no pastoring here tonight. Amen. But I want to touch a little something here. The Bible tells us that three worldly desires had a hardened men's heart. Amen. 1 John 2:16 tells us that the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, amen, the pride of life. That's what a hardened man's heart. Amen. I tell you this evening, I'm just going to tell you something. My burden on my soul, I'll leave it alone. Amen. I'm telling you, it seems like in the past 2 years, amen, we find among holiness folks, amen, we know we ain't supposed to split the skirts. Amen. Let me touch this here right now. Amen. But we don't mind if we just leave one side long and cut it on up the other side. Amen. Give all types of trouble for the pastor how he's going to preach it. Amen. With this long, we got about maybe 3 inches below the knees. But I tell you, if you're missing half your skirt, it ain't holiness. Amen. And I ain't here preaching on no clothesline. Amen, it's just something I've been feeling. Amen, what's going to harden that heart? Amen, you ever wonder why you can't get into service? Amen, like you used to? Amen, what does God do to your heart? Amen. Amen, what's God doing to your heart? Amen, when we walk by the family altar at the house, amen, where we used to pray, amen, where we used to find God, amen, we know that God's dealing with our heart to pray, amen, but we walk on by, and we pass it up, and we wonder why we can't feel God in service, amen, and God tells us, it's time to read the Bible, amen, but we pass it on up. I'm going to ask you, my friend, what does God really do to your heart? Amen. How are the things of God affect you? Amen. When the pastor says it's time for revival, amen, do you want to get up? Amen. Or do you want to sit down? Amen. Do you want to shout? Amen. Do you want to go home? Amen. What does God do to your heart? Amen. I'm trying to hurry here. Amen. Wicked hearts. I'm afraid sometimes if we ain't careful, we'll find ourselves pushing it all off on the devil and say it's the voice of hell. But the Lord said in Matthew 15:19, for out of the heart proceedeth evil thoughts, murders, adulteries, fornications, amen, thefts, fault, witness, and blasphemies. I tell you this evening that God, amen, turns no man's heart to sin, amen, but sin's committed of men's lust. Oh, come on now. Amen, I won't tell you tonight. Amen, if there's lust in your heart, amen, your heart ain't right with God. Amen, I'll never forget it. I was in a certain place of business, amen, in time this past year. Amen, I got to walking down a certain way. Amen, I felt a certain spirit about these two men. Amen, I had a spirit of sodomy about them. Amen, I got to talking to them about their everlasting soul. Amen, and sure enough, as I got to talking, amen, one of them popped off and said, amen, God made me this way. I looked at him square dead between the eyes, and I said, sir, amen, he made you just as much as you what you is. Amen, as he made the drug addict a drug addict. Amen, or the drunk a drunk. I tell you, what does God, amen, do to your heart? Amen. I'm hearing here. Amen. Temptations. James 1:3-14 said, let no man say, when he's tempted, I'm tempted of God. For God cannot be tempted with evil, neither tempted he every man. But every man is tempted when he's drawn away of his own lust. Amen. And enticed. Come on now. Amen. I'm telling you. Amen. That same light. Amen. That draws men to God is that same light that causes some men, amen, to hide in obscure darkness. Come on now. I'm telling you, that same gospel light. Amen. That'll draw some men, amen, in a heart of altar repentance is the same gospel. Amen. That draws some men to hide in obscure darkness. For whatsoever maketh manifest, amen, is light. Amen. But I'm telling you now. Amen. Souls that run from the light, amen, in hopes of escape, amen, are only running into hell. Amen. Amen. I know this ain't popular. Amen. My love brother Noah. I tell you, he for holiness. Amen. I am too. Amen. All right. So listen here. I'm hurrying real fast. There's a judgment day coming. And I preach this in a church that didn't believe in holiness anyways. There is a judgment day coming. Amen. When the secret says done in secret, it's going to be shouted from the housetops. Amen. You may have committed gross acts of adultery. Amen. And never have caught AIDS and died and gone to hell fast. Amen. But there's a day coming. Amen. When God's going to offer a recompense. Amen. For every reward. I tell you right now, if your heart ain't right with God, amen, if you're hiding under a robe of righteousness, amen, if you're lost out in sin, tonight's a good night to get saved, my friend. Amen. Amen. Now listen here. I'm really going to hurry now. Job tells us, testified to the fact that his heart was affected softly towards God. There's only two conditions or types of hearts. Amen. Concerning the Lord. Hard hearts and soft hearts. Our hearts must be soft to be able to feel His touch upon our lives. Preacher, why can't I feel God? Amen. Why can't I feel Him like I used to? Amen. You ever thought that there might be some calluses? Amen. That's laid up dormant on your very soul. And it's time to let God operate. Amen. On the very operating table of God. Amen. Amen. Say, listen here, I ain't lying to you. I'm going to hurry. Amen. My granddaddy, he grew up on them old with them reservations as a Choctaw Indian. Amen. Back in Oklahoma. Amen. I'm from Texas, but that's where he is for us. And I tell you, he told me that his mama used to make him go to church. Amen. Like I said, I ain't got no hold of his heritage. But his mama made him go to church. And he said one day that preacher got up and preached. There was a little fern plant. Amen. That grew outside by that church. Amen. You could touch that leaves on that plant. Amen. And at the very first touch, amen, they'd draw up. They were sensitive to the touch. Amen. After a while, they'd open back up. Amen. A little while later, you could touch that very same leaf. Amen. And it'd close a little bit slower the next time. Amen. It'd get to a point when you touch that leaf, it wouldn't do nothing at all. Amen. Amen. The Bible don't tell us in Genesis 6 and 3. And my spirit will not always strive with man. I tell you right now, if we despise the touch of God in our lives, if we despise, amen, when He moves on us, if we despise God, when the Spirit of grace is moving, there'll come a day that He'll despise touching us. There'll be a day you'll wish you could find God. There'll be a day, amen, a time you wish you could get a hold to the old time gospel. Amen, but it ain't going to be found, my friend. I tell you, the Bible says now, amen, is the acceptable time and day of salvation. Amen. 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 I'm just out of time. Listen here, Ezekiel. Ezekiel 32:26-28. Bible says He gave us a new heart. He made us a promise. Amen. Say, take out that stony heart. Amen. Give us a heart that can feel Him. Amen. That soft heart. I want to tell you, after a while, there's going to be an altar call given. Amen. God's got an operating table. I tell you, God's got a place where He'll lay out. Amen. And give you a new heart. Amen. Some say, well, that's childish. Amen. That's just the way He wants you to come. Amen. He wants you to come like a child. He wants you to go back. Amen. Where you messed up. Amen. Go back to when you was a child. Amen. And get it right. He wants to give you one of them new hearts. Amen. Hearken to me touch. Amen. In closing, not only is there a soft hearted type of tenderness, but there's a certain type of purity. Amen. The Bible tells us that holiness without which no man's going to see Him. If you lift your hands and love God, we appreciate your time this evening.
Amen. What does God's touch do to your heart? Amen. That's something to think about, isn't it? Amen. What does He do to you? Amen. We used to have some, Mama, He mentioned some flowers. Mama used to have a flower. You pick the little bud off of it, but when you touch it, it would just explode. Amen. You know, when God's presence come down, amen, sometimes you could think back, well, how them tears used to flow. How His presence comes into our lives. What happens to us? Do we respond like we always did? How are we responding to God right now? Amen. Does fear come in your heart when the Holy Ghost comes down? Amen. Or does He begin to speak through you? Amen. How does God affect your heart? Amen. What a message. Amen. That was good, wasn't it? Amen. Appreciate the Lord. Amen. Appreciate what God's doing here. He's trying to speak to us. We'll have humble hearts. Amen. I believe we'll hear what God's saying. Brother Wesley Sewell, we'd like to ask him to testify tonight.